Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig did some announcing at a racetrack this weekend. A drag racetrack, by the way. He's not a circle jerk. He's a drag racing guy. They call the drag racing guys, call the other guys circle jerks. I guess the circle jerks call the drag racing guys. I don't know what they call them.
Yeah. What do they call them?
I don't know, but it's usually a fan of one or the other more than the other one. But whatever. So you're there and you announce things, and we asked you about this first time you did it since the COVID thing, and you had something actually cool happened to you. People avoided you, right? And I know.
They do.
Because they assume you're immune suppressed because of the cancer, right?
Yeah, or the treatment of such.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, so they keep their distance
that's very
from
cool.
you.
Yeah,
that is cool.
You're lucky, man.
That's what they say. That's why they say they're doing it.
Whatever. It works to your advantage, nonetheless.
Yeah, you can still just wave to people, say hi. You know, you don't have to shake hands.
Oh no!
I was a little get together. My father-in-law has had a big one of those zero birthdays yesterday, and they got to his driveway. But he sat in a circle, and we got there, and people were already there, and we just said hi, and he sat down.
Waved at each other.
Yeah, you don't have to.
We did the same thing last night. Driveway happy hour with about a half dozen neighbors.
Don't have to hug and raise your hips or nothing like that. Just, I realize we all like to have some physical contact, but just hug who's ever in your house, I guess.
And you can raise your hips from a distance to anybody.
It's odd looking, though, when you do it that way. I've noticed that. It's really odd. Greg Morton, Dr. Ed, and I wrote something else down there. Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Am I allowed to talk to Dr. Ed? Because there was an emailer that hammered me for my stupid question to Richard Kind.
No, you can talk to Dr. Ed.
You're supposed to turn my microphone off during interviews.
No, yeah.
I'm a buffoon.
Doofus, I think, was the word.
Oh, no, both.
Oh, did he use buffoon,
both,
too?
Yeah, buffoon and doofus.
Oh, I saw doofus.
And, you know, I looked at that email and
we had called names all the time, Todd.
Yeah, but I have no argument against that guy. Yes, I am a buffoon, and yes, that was a stupid question.
We've all had stupid questions in our life, believe me. We've done thousands of interviews with a lot of people over the years.
Monday morning quarterback.
Oh, yeah, or never being interviewer.
Yeah, but it took that email to realize what my role on the show is. You can't have just a studio full of cool guys.
No.
You've got to have the buffoon, and I guess I will assume the role.
I don't think there's a studio full of cool guys either, by the way.
Just one.
Just one.
Just
thank
one.
You. I agree
just
with you. I'm not going to argue that.
So somebody's got to be the doofus.
Are we on Alexa now? My dad's worried about us.
I'm working on it.
Okay, cool.
Our buffoon.
Dad loves the show, and it gets him through his mornings, which is
you know
crazy.
What this world could use is a little more buffoonery.
Yep. Well, yeah. How you doing, Craig? What'd you do this weekend besides that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Slept.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was tired.
Yeah,
I was tired this weekend, too. Just everything getting to us, man. And the whole world, for that matter.
Yeah, I was napping on Saturday. And
the world's exploding.
When I woke up, it was about launch time.
Good thing we had good leadership, though, to control everything.
That was an excellent speech that the president gave to calm the nation.
This is my favorite quote. I'm just going to read this real quickly. Actually, a favorite headline I'm going to see this morning. While Trump shelters in the White House, America cries out for leadership. I don't care if you're a Trumper. He ain't doing dick right now.
He's not even in the White House, is
No,
he
is in the White House. Yeah, because he flew back from Florida and he's in the White House. And he said they brought him down into the bunker last night.
Okay, there's a bunker in the White House?
Yeah, there's a
that
bunker.
That was Friday.
I was watching last night. He was in the bunker.
You said
the protests were really bigger in D.C. last night.
Everything I saw was Friday night.
He was there last night, too.
Were the protests around the White House?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
in D.C.?
Yeah. You know, I saw some great stories about that earlier in the week about the protest, early in the weekend, I think the first night of protest. D.C. has protests pretty much every weekend. There's always something going on. Not that big sometimes, but they're used to protests.
Yes.
That's where people go.
And they usually happen.
They handle it pretty well. There was some little, you know.
In the National Mall.
There's some bad eggs all across the country. We get that. We get that. Looters and protesters are two different things. And hopefully, we concentrate on the positive messages, maybe get some change and register to vote. And just don't hurt your fellow man. That'd be nice.
Or property damage. I could do without the property damage.
I'd rather have you not kill anybody. Nope, somebody did. But I'm not going to get into that. Hi, Craig.
So, I am aware of people that were involved in our local protest.
Yeah, you know what? When I saw it...
Of course, this is going on all over.
Yeah. Omaha was big.
Wichita had peaceful protests, they said.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear any of our reports of damage or anybody getting beat up in Wichita.
Yeah, Lincoln, Omaha, and surrounding areas with their... curfews.
Yep.
But I was aware of people that went to the protest the first night, which would have been Friday night.
I've been further out west.
And they, you know, there were what you hear about. There were the morons who came out to be drunk and light fires.
Right.
And most of the protesters by far trying to stop those people.
Yeah. And that happened all across the country.
I'm aware of people that looked at it personally.
I saw a headshot. Some national media was on a story in Philadelphia, and they showed like one building with like eight people walking in and out looting it, some store. And it kept coming in. It was about 8 to 20 people at a time. And I'm thinking, then I saw a juxtaposition. I saw Colorado where thousands of people just laid down.
That was in Denver.
Oh, yeah, and that's right. Well, Colorado,
They were all laying on their faces.
Right, yeah. And LeBron James retweeted that. And media should show a lot of the peaceful protests, too. But you're right, Craig. I'm sure that's happened all across the country. The idiots and people saying, stop it, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But let's not take it away from the reason they're out there. Because, you know, it's just systemic racism. That's a fact. Although the White House says none. See that guy? You couldn't get any more Whitey McWhiteface out there to say there was no systemic racism. Older white man, gray hair, suit. There's no systemic racism.
Yeah, I see.
Well, not for him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not
He's
for him.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's for sure, yeah. All right.
I don't have...
Any deaths over the weekend? The Deadpool, I should say. Let's clarify.
I didn't see any.
All right. Nobody had Hall of Fame boxer Curtis Cokes?
I didn't see that.
No, there was other famous. There was other. Oh, who had the old Packer died?
I didn't see that.
There was other people. There was other notable people that passed away this weekend. But I should write them down when I see them. Yeah,
I didn't see them.
All right.
We are now in National Furious Masturbation
Month.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
You got that right at the top of the month.
June 1st.
That means
Todd just made that up, right? Or you wrote that down. I thought that actually was. After Todd said it for a week, I thought it was actually true.
Yeah.
you wrote Jude and Furious. I love that. Oh, we got to get a photo of that. I mean, just a simple photo of that little writing he has there and tweet that out and Facebook that out. Because people always want to see Craig's notes. This is perfect. That is a perfect thing about Craig's notes. Craig has all kinds of notes over there. And the audience never gets a chance to see them. I want to share them on the social.
Oftentimes, that stack of notes will sit there for an entire month.
I mean, the actual, when he writes down stuff around stuff, he does it, you know.
Right.
He writes blackout points to me.
Yeah. Notes in the margins.
Yeah. You got to see that. Craig,
the headline.
Also put that on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah. See, I was actually using that paper for much of last month.
Yeah.
And why waste paper?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That is a problem.
Did you see NBA star J.R. Smith had to kick an ass over the weekend?
I saw it was a Zumach.
Furiously.
That. Yeah.
Some guy was vandalizing a car, and J.R. Smith
his car.
It was his car. Oh,
yeah.
I thought he was just
some guy ran by or something, and yeah. You know, hit the mirror.
Yeah, I saw. Okay, it was.
He ain't having that.
All right.
So he had to go kick an ass.
And he's a big dude, man. Big dude.
Caught the guy, kicked his ass.
Yeah.
All right, you carry on now. You've had your ass kicked.
Yep.
Everybody's fine.
Had to kick some ass.
Oh, he did.
I know he did. Who's that guy?
He chased the guy down.
Who's the NBA player? Jaylen Brown. Was it Jaylen Brown, am I thinking of? Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah, he drove 15 hours from Boston to his hometown of Atlanta. To march peacefully. That was pretty cool, man. Because, first of all, those guys get recognized a lot and have to deal with that while you're marching, you know.
I was also happy to see several officers joining the protest.
Oh, I saw tons of those.
Yeah.
The stuff you don't really hear the dig for a little bit. But, yeah, some of the social media, a lot of guys dropped their one city had their people drop their riot gear. The cops did and just marched along with the people.
Yeah, I forget what city that was.
That was pretty cool.
But I saw that, too.
Trying to find the positives.
So, Andrew Cuomo came out and said that and gave a couple of ideas.
Oh, I saw him last night a little bit. He came on.
Yeah, he says that we need to use this moment to demand changes in the law, including a national definition of excessive force.
Yeah.
We need a definition that we can all see, that we can all understand. What is excessive force? And, he says, we need to release an officer's prior disciplinary record when they are under investigation for abuse allegations.
This guy had like 19 things or something like that.
He had a little bit of a rap sheet.
And there's murder, too.
And there's other things as well. But those two things are top of mind.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Now, the good thing. Someone came to their senses, and the police officer that is busted...
Which is crazy. The other guys, we're on them too.
Yeah. His wife filed for divorce on Friday.
Right away. Same day. I love that. Because usually you'll see people stand by people, even racist. My husband did anything wrong. Nope. This guy's a horrible man.
Done. Don't want to be associated with you anymore. Right. Goodbye.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Now we don't know what else is going on in their marriage. It seems to me like that was probably in the works for some time.
We don't know
because it's tough.
She knew he was an ass. She had to know he was an ass.
Well, she knew he was an ass, and so that's why I figured this was in the works for a while.
This is just the final straw.
Right.
Well, I don't think it was a straw.
Or maybe not.
Because this had to have been in the works. You don't just go to the lawyer and say, "Today I want to file."
Right.
I don't know.
No, there had to be weeks of discussion.
Yeah, you don't just go and say, "Today I'm going to file." You're going to go, "Okay, well, we got to do this. We got to, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's and do this and that, and then we'll give it to the court in due time."
I don't know. I thought you can file right away, right? At least actually you can. It was the day after, right? It was the day after. It was a week later she filed. So I think it was in the works since he murdered the guy. Whatever.
Maybe before.
Yeah, maybe. But good for her.
She was certainly thinking about it before.
Yeah. Yeah,
women give it a little thought before they act on something like that.
Yeah. Well, his future prospects are nil at this point, so you might as well get rid of him.
And she's got nowhere to go but up.
Exactly.
Oh, he could go on the speaking tour of the
he should go to jail.
He should.
Let's say forever.
Absolutely, he should.
You mean the prop? You mean the people? You mean the KKK, the white supremacists? That speaking tour? Yeah, he could.
Yeah,
yeah, he could go on that.
Absolutely, and which just kills me.
He could be a cabinet member.
Yeah, Todd is right. Todd is right.
So we're going into our third month of lockdown, and 9% of us say that we cannot pay our rent or mortgage for June. Most of us, 65%, say, yeah, we can pay. And about 25% of those between the ages of 18 and 24, 25% of the young people, 18 to 24, say they can't pay the rent or mortgage this month.
Young people are screwed, man.
Yeah.
They need to vote. They need to change. And you got to get out. Turn it into something. Register. And vote the way your life's going to be, not how your grandpa's is. You know what I mean? Don't.
That's an interesting point, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you should vote. I mean, I vote for my kids. I've always voted that way anyway, but I vote for my kids, not me. They're going to be around a lot longer than me.
Yeah.
And if I had grandkids like Todd does, and you, Craig, I'd vote for your grandkids. I know you guys will anyway.
Yeah.
But grandma might be mad at me.
Yeah. Or yeah. Or dad, who's old, might be mad at you. Well, screw you. I mean, don't. Be your own person and vote the way you think.
Yeah. Live your life.
Yeah. Yeah, grandpa was always a racist. It was funny when he said stuff around the table. No, it really was. If you look back, that kind of wasn't. He was grandpa. I get it. You love him. But yeah.
And as Tyler is quick to remind us every day, grandma and grandpa are going to die soon.
Yeah, so be your own person. So, vote for your future.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Scientists from the U.S. and Hong Kong have developed a very early, basic, synthetic eye. They're hoping that the prototype biomimetic eye could one day be used to restore vision. It's got an artificial retina and sensors that relay a live image.
Does it go when you look through it?
Getting a device to interface with the human brain, though, is the hurdle.
Yeah, that'd be
oh, this one actually works. It's not just a glass eye.
Correct.
They got better ones now.
Now, it's very basic. It's very basic.
Does it glow? We see anything, it'd be great.
Does it glow red when you're angry?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
No word on that one.
They got to do that.
Right. Yeah. Does it get red when you're stoned?
See, they got to do that,
They don't have to do that.
No.
If it's going to be lifelike.
It's got the feature of not getting red when you're stoned.
Yeah. So you just have the one red eye?
Well, you can get two.
The good eye would be red.
Which eye do I believe?
Two.
He kind of looks like he's stoned, but not on the left side.
Well, which one's the fake one?
Yeah. Which eye is fishing and which eye is looking for bait?
No, I'm sure they're better than they're probably pretty good.
They've already overcome a challenge of putting this technology into a spherical shape that could potentially be used as an implant. They haven't yet tested this on a living creature, but they have been lining up trials on both humans and animals. Right now, the image quality you get from the eye is a low-resolution image, but they say as the technology evolves, the resulting image could actually beat a real human eye. And, of course, they are considering this for robotic applications.
Yep, this is the beginning of Skynet.
Yeah, can you make it more powerful?
This is how it starts.
You know?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna.
Okay. Like, Todd could tee off and look, instead of bringing that little scope out, he could figure out how far.
That's right.
To the tee.
That's
to
right.
The hole.
Or more importantly, just have one eye that's actually able to follow the ball.
That's a good point.
Where'd that one go? Yeah. I don't know. I lost it.
But I'd like to be able to touch a button and say, it's 170 yards to the pin.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You'd think they could incorporate that into some glasses at this point,
right. Now.
I bet you they can.
They probably can.
Rangefinder Oakley sunglasses, you know.
Plus, you want the one that factors the slope in, you know, if there's a little grade.
Yeah.
Can we even talk about that?
Always good factoring the slope.
Add 5 yards because it's going uphill.
Greg Morton, Dr. Ed, both today. COVID still exists, by the way.
Yeah, it just went down to number 3. Well, I guess it's number 2 now.
It's 2.
Because the rocket was in number 1 for about 5 minutes.
5 minutes, maybe.
You notice who was in the rocket.
Well,
Bob and Doug.
Bob and Doug.
I love that, yeah. I saw
Now, a lot of people don't get that. No, it's too old.
No, I know, but I saw Sebastian Bach, who's a Canadian, by the way.
Is he?
Skid Row. Yeah, he's a Canadian. He tweeted out a photo of those guys saying, congratulations, Bob and Doug. He goes, I love you hosers. And I knew Sebastian Bach was Canadian. I started laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I saw a few Takeoff references.
That's even better.
They amused me.
I was amused when it first occurred to me. I heard someone say, "Yeah, we really love Bob and Doug over here." Bob and Doug,
and they called him that. Right. So Doug and Bob too. They called him Bob and Doug, so everybody went, "Oh."
So I had an email from. I don't think he was a rocket scientist.
These two hosers.
But we were talking about why don't they blast off from California, someplace where the weather is a little less volatile. And you were right, Craig. It's, first of all, proximity to the ocean.
Right.
And proximity to the equator, because the Earth moves faster around the equator.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they actually don't take off straight up. They
take off
slightly to the east. Because if you were watching that, they mentioned...
It looks like they are shooting a
They had
bit left.
Abort points, and one of them was Nova Scotia. Another one was Ireland. So it's kind of heading to the northeast.
Okay.
And if you watched, they leveled off. They finally stopped climbing when it hit the telemetry hit 200 kilometers above the Earth.
Okay.
Which I don't know where the space station is. Maybe it is around there. And they leveled off the speed at about 27,000 kilometers an hour. It's,
that's fast.
Started going steady at that point. They stopped speeding up at that point.
Yeah. Man. Bob and Doug.
Well, Bob and Doug. Those crazy hosers.
When are Bob and Doug getting to the space station?
They're there.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah, they docked yesterday.
Okay.
They docked it good. 19 hours later, it was supposed to be a docking. And I saw it just was a crawl yesterday that actually docked.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Breaking news. They got there.
Here it is.
And I docked it.
There it is.
Yeah, you docked it all right. And I docked it good.
There you go. That was official.
And they're going
to
hang
that
out.
That was Bob and Doug talking to each other.
How long are they hanging out?
I don't know.
I don't know how long these guys are going to be.
They're probably looking back on Earth and saying, let's stay for a while.
No, we're fine. Yeah.
And then when the first stage landed on the ship in the ocean, which is freaking amazing.
It is amazing. That would used to be just a wasted stuff, right?
Right. That would just fall in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
But they lost the video feed as it was coming down to settle on the ship.
Is there video of it now, though, out there?
Probably not.
Really? Because
it went out.
Yeah.
There's video of previous, experimenting.
Right.
I saw a video of, I think it was.
Isn't that funny, though? We do all that, we lose a video feed.
But from 2016, when they were experimenting with it, they show a stage landing on a ship in the ocean.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing.
That was a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that blasted off Saturday. On Friday, SpaceX had a prototype explode.
Yeah, I saw that headline too. And I'm thinking
during an ignition test.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's not cool.
That it was the type of spacecraft that they're going to be sending people to Mars in.
Nobody wants to see another explosion. We've sat through two of those.
Right, but it was. Fortunately, it was test one.
Right.
The one that they used on Saturday was a rocket that's flown more than 100 times before.
You know, both those men are married to astronauts, I read.
That's right.
You imagine being their kids. What do you want to be? I want to run a restaurant. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I'm just
Play guitar.
I'm just trying to think of a career that's not an astronaut, which is all of them.
I want to be a musician, or rather, I want to play drums. You're welcome for that, Joe.
Oh, you want to be a musician? No, I want to play drums.
Oh, I want to be a drummer.
Both your parents are astronauts. I know. That's tough. That's really tough, man. Greg Morton, Dr. Ed today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.